Great mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Join me in paying attention to the first paragraph of the first lesson in today's service. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Let me refresh those words in your mind. There our Lord tells us through the Apostle Paul, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. My dear friends in Christ, if your faithful index spread is negative criticism, it doesn't matter where on earth you are, at what stage in life you are, and what human environment you are, opportunity to indulge that spirit abounds anywhere you are, or anybody is. But if you are interested in constructive criticism of yourself as well as others, it is essential to be in touch with God through His Word, and it helps to be in a place at which God's Word and its authoritative truth is being heard and generally used. If the latter interest is here, a brief mention or devotional look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4 will engage your attention and help you to have the mindset which God wants to give to all of his children. Now, it is strange that the paragraph which we're citing is like that. Begin with a big if. Especially since the letter from which it is taken was addressed to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. But even saints and faithful brethren can let their resurrection with Christ fall out of the governing level of their consciousness. It had happened to the people of Colossae. So the Paul had written to them in chapter 2, verses 12 to 15, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God to raise him from the dead. And you who were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, having cancelled the bond which stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the principalities and powers, and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in him. It can happen to us too, as it did to the Colossians. The implied question of this conditional clause at the beginning of the paragraph of our text is one which we must ask ourselves regularly. If we have forgotten our resurrection with Christ or despised it, we do it along with stories of unworthiness of our words and deeds. We do hear the thou shalt not covet this undercutting and hold our claim to personal righteousness by scoring our violations of God's holy will and our thoughts and feelings. We need to hear the sentence pronounced in the law on the sinner before him that he shall die. And then be rest of any sense of personal worthiness before God, as was the centurion in today's gospel, despite the declaration of the elders of the Jews that he was worthy. Then we can hear the gospel of Christ vicarious atonement. Granted in our times, even as we are in debt to God's sin, fulfilling our righteousness for us, in order to become our righteousness, burdened with the sins of us all, but washing them away by the shedding of his blood, having all of his sins paid to him in his death on the cross, to become our forgiveness. Then we can hear that gospel of Christ being raised again for our justification, and of our being baptized into his death, death and resurrection shall fit us for a lofty and newness of life now and forever. On the other hand, if we are mindful of our having been raised with Christ, we need to hear more of Christ's saving gospel for the strengthening of our faith and then thanking God for guidance in the new life to which we have been raised with Him. And to that, the words of Colossians 3:1-4 exhort us. Seek the things which are above, for Christ did, seated at the right hand of God. Seek as one who expects to follow. Trusting God's assurance that His word of the Holy Scriptures is the earthly depository of the things that are above, to the extent of having to know them until we ourselves are above. And trusting that the Holy Spirit will enlighten our minds to see those things. As we seek and find those things which are above, we should set our minds upon them, direct our minds to them. Find out what is God's side in everything, and take God's side in all things. And in that manner, shape our philosophy of life, our lifestyle, our purposes, and our goals in life. That much concentration in life culture may seem impossible, but God implicitly denies it by reminding us that we have died, but that our life is lived with Christ in God. God would simply have us always look for our life where it is to be found. Not somewhere else after the according to some authority less than God, really living is defined. But if it is not impossible, is it not required? It truly is. It requires daily discipline, constant rechecking of our thoughts, leading the wounds of Christ for every misdirection and forgiveness and sorrow. Resetting of ourselves according to things that all of us, as God has graciously led us to know them. But constant self encouragement to endure such hardness and to persevere, giving us the sure promise that when He who now already is our life appears, we also will appear with Him in glory. We need no more than this to make constructive citizens. Of self and evidence, characteristic of a God. May the peace of God, with Christ's understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.